This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The smartest show in the Bay Area.
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Yeah, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, it's a big day.
It's a big day.
It is a big freaking day. Round these parts, and we are thrilled that you are with us. Brock Purdy in 45 minutes, Steve Kerr in 2 hours and 45 minutes. And if that's not enough, Steve Kerr did a different interview on the TK Pod, part of the Odyssey Network, that, and I texted Tim about this earlier.
Oh, you did?
I did, because I was just like, dude, that's about as compelling of an interview as I think I've heard all year. Like,
and we have him weekly.
Feels like
that's a shot at us.
And maybe it was. Maybe it was. I'm like, man, dude, nice job.
Dude,
this is
good.
Great, great content. And so for those of you who haven't heard it yet, Steve Kerr, I think the two headliners coming out of the performance on the TK Pod, which is where we'll start, is when he basically sort of, I think explains is the right word, explains
yep.
why Jimmy Butler didn't, you know, become that dog that everybody wanted him to be. Like, what was going on there with regard to the end of the Minnesota series? And then a very, very deep dive, which I can only term as strategic, quite frankly, a very deep dive on the Jonathan Kuminga issue. And so what we're going to do here in just a moment is let you hear it. And then at 888-957-9570, I wonder to what level these comments calm the waters. Do you accept the answer or not? Because quite frankly, that's where we've arrived.
Interesting phrase that you chose there, because I think for people who believe what Steve Kerr is putting down, it calms the waters. But for the people who are Team Kuminga and Steve doesn't like the young people, I think that it only stirs the waters even more.
Maybe. But this is sort of where we arrived. Like, I felt this way in a sports media way going back a number of years when there was the Colin Kaepernick controversy.
Yeah.
We arrived at a spot where it's like, dude, you've all declared. Are you here or are you over there? And nobody's going to start convincing each other otherwise anymore. And yes, it's too bad that that's the way many people view the world, but whatever. That's where we arrived. And I sort of feel like we're kind of getting there in terms of Jonathan Kuminga. And I've already been very, very open about the fact that I can't stand that that's the way this conversation went. He's just a young player who's done nothing wrong. We don't need to either be a lover or a hater. But that's the way this went. And it's very, very hard to moonwalk out of that. But that's my answer coming from someone who has always accepted Steve Kerr's answers on this, largely because I don't think Steve Kerr is this nefarious, evil human being who's got an agenda to keep the man down. Like
He has one agenda, and that's to win.
Exactly. And there are multiple ways to do that, and so we can have disagreement there. That's fine. But I've always accepted his answers. I just found maybe this one to be one of the most revealing of all of his answers.
Yep.
And so I wonder, do you accept where this is based on the answer we're about to play for you?
Well, you can accept it or not accept it, but I do think when you play it and people hear it, and maybe you've already heard it, it's very revelatory. It reveals a lot about not only Steve, but the coaching staff and what the team decided was in their best interest. And there are many different facets to the answer. I don't want to tip my hand with too many remarks about it, but I agree with you that the TK pod, and I listened to it this morning as I was doing my breakfast and lunch for my 2.5-year-old daughter, and that's when I texted the group and I was like, oh my God, at the 19-minute mark, we all need to like lock in on this, because his answer, I thought, was it was honest and it was revealing about exactly how things went and where they are with Jonathan Kuminga now and also for me into the future.
Okay, so here's the first part of it. And again, this is from the TK show with Tim Kawakami. It's part of the Odyssey family. You should check this out. Obviously, he gets the biggest of the big in terms of Bay Area guests. It's almost like Willard and Dibs. But anyway.
He'll get there.
Yeah, he'll get like, yeah, you know, maybe one of these days.
Keep plugging away, Tim.
Sign a little Brock Purdy action. But anyway, And there's a lot of trust there between those people and Tim. He's done that work, and so you get stuff like this. So take a listen. This is the first thing that Steve started to say about Jonathan Kuminga.
I've been asked to win, and right now he's not a guy who I can say I'm going to play 38 minutes with the roster that we have, Steph and Jimmy and Draymond and put the puzzle together that way and expect to win. Doesn't mean he's not a really good player. Doesn't mean he's not talented. It just means the fit, and with the roster that we have, it is tricky. There's no question. And we can talk details. We can talk spacing, usage rate, all that stuff. But the game is about the puzzle fitting. It's about five guys complementing one another at both ends of the floor. All I do is, you know, I try to win. And that, you know, that doesn't, you know, necessarily mean everybody's going to be happy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Whether it's the fans or the players or, management, whatever, it's just, I got to do what I think is best.
Okay. So that's the first part. And I actually think we should take a moment to explain usage.
Yep.
As I was listening to that earlier today, I'm like, I bet there's a lot of people who don't even know what that means. Cause if I think of just usage, that's like, does that mean the percentage of the time that you're using the guy out there on the floor?
Right.
How would you describe to the entire audience, NBA usage?
It's the percentage of team plays that are used by the player. Either you have the ball and you pass it and a guy goes up and scores, or you have the ball and you go up and you score yourself. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is third in the regular season at 35%.
Yep.
And Giannis is higher, and LaMelo Ball is number one. So when you watch the Thunder in these playoffs and you think, geez, it sure seems like Shai has the ball a lot. Well, he does. And, more than one out of every three possessions goes through him. So that's what usage is.
Okay. So, and AI, because we love going to AI,
yep,
would define it as a statistical measure that estimates the percentage of a team's possessions a player uses while on the floor. So, Dan Dibley, ladies and gentlemen, is a very good definition. Okay. So now you understand usage. Now listen to Steve Kerr as he goes a little bit deeper.
I've always felt like the type of player J.K. needs to be is, I've mentioned this in the past, like Sean Marion is a guy who jumps out. And I talked about this J.K.'s rookie year, with his athleticism, running the floor, putting pressure on the rim, offensive rebounds, getting into the dunker, the drop-off pass from drivers, going up and dunking and guarding everybody at the other end. To me, that's what he's really built for. And we've really pushed him in that direction. And I think sometimes with young players, there's a process. I mean, I think Aaron Gordon is a good example. Mm-hmm. He spent years in Orlando where he was, he really wanted to be the scorer and the lead guy and had some success like JK has, but maybe didn't really find his role and find himself till later. And I think that's kind of the hope. I mean, all these guys who come into the league are so young these days. JK came in at 18, 19. So there's a lot of growth ahead for him. I think right now, he is a ball dominant player. I mean, 92nd percentile in usage rate this year in the NBA. That's really high. So on a team with Steph and Jimmy, Steph's going to have the ball. Jimmy's going to have the ball, And so the fit is tricky. There's no question. And what JK and I've talked about a lot and what we've tried to really hammer home with him is, sprint the floor and rebound and be complementary to those guys. And that's how you can find your role and find more minutes. And hopefully that will, that will click and we'll find that place where he can, start to do those things and rebound and get loose balls and be a high energy, possession guy. Like I said, like Sean Marion, like Aaron Gordon. I think those guys are great comps. But young guys take some time to find their place, to figure out the best versions of themselves. And I think that process is still happening.
That is 1 minute and 56 seconds of the best answer I have ever heard him give with regard to Jonathan Kuminga. My opinion. There are two sentences in there that I want to highlight. And he phrased it as, we've really pushed this to Jonathan. And then he circles back a minute later and says, and we've tried to hammer it home. And then at the end, he goes, and so maybe we'll get there. In other words, pushing it to the future to say, we've pushed him on this. We've hammered it home. And the suggestion is, it has not sunk in yet. And so you can totally disagree with the process. This is sports radio. You get to disagree. But that answer to me, that for me crystallized what I feel like is going on here. We'll ask Steve more about it at 5. But it sounds to me like there is a fundamental disagreement within the organization about the type of player Jonathan Kuminga should be. And right now, Steve and the coaching staff and Steph Curry think it should be one guy, and Jonathan thinks it should be a different guy, and that's why you're finding DNPs for a guy who has the talent to score 25 points a night.
Yeah, and it's because of the litany of things, and I wrote them all down, things that Steve Kerr was encouraging him to do. First one was offensive rebound, and he averaged one offensive rebound per game this year, one for his career. Be in the dunker spot, which basically is be in that cut to the hoop and get a pass after a penetrator, or be right there on the opposite side, low block, and basically just hang out, wait for a pass, and go dunk. Guarding, a sprint, be complimentary. All these things go against having a usage percentage of 27.4, which, as Steve mentioned, is in the top 8% in the association. And in fact, he's number 2 on the team in terms of how many possessions he uses. He's ahead of Butler. He's almost double Draymond. He's ahead of Moody. He's ahead of Buddy. He's ahead of everyone except Steph Curry. So all the things that Steve Kerr is looking for him to do are things that he doesn't do well. Maybe it's because he needs to develop that. But right now, for this team and this group, that's what you need. You don't need him to be using 27% of all your possessions. You need him to be like a Gary Payton II plus person.
Okay, so I think I know what you'll say to this, but like, I want to put this out to everyone. What would you say? Do you accept that answer?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, I love JK, and his skill set is amazing, and I do believe his ceiling is quite high. And if you want to say Sean Marion is his comp, well, that was a 4-time All-Star, and it wasn't until he went to Dallas that he became an NBA champion. But the one thing about Sean, and I said it during the crossover, he averaged more than 8 rebounds a game for his career.
Yep.
So if JK wants to have Sean Marion's career, and right now, if I was Kuminga, and you said, yeah, you could be Sean Marion,
woo,
I'd take it.
4-time All-Star.
Champ.
Yep.
And a guy who, I believe he led the league in rebounding once, if not twice. A guy who did the little things. He kind of did it backwards, where he learned to hustle, rebound, defend, and then he became a competent scorer. He wound up averaging 15 a game for his career.
Yeah. We're sponsored by Safeway. Really, and I mean this, would love to hear from every Kuminga debater who has been on this show and others throughout the NBA season, do you accept that answer or not? But that's what's going on. That's what's going on with the Warriors. You can love it. You can hate it. Do you accept that answer as to why we've arrived at where we have with regard to this polarizing young player? 888-957-9570 is the number. We will take your phone calls right now. And right now is the time to do it, because in a half hour, Brock Purdy is on this show on Willard and Dibbs.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, JK. Found a way to be center stage yet again.
Again.
The whole day is actually about, we were talking about this before the show started, the two most talked about athletes in the Bay Area. They are the two, and I don't even think it's close. And it's kind of interesting who ends up being on that list. It's not Steph Curry.
No.
It's not Jimmy Butler.
Not Logan Webb.
It's not Draymond Green.
Right.
It's not George Kittle. It's Brock Purdy and Jonathan Kuminga. That's who it is. And so Steve Kerr's comments, and then Steve Kerr himself live at 5 o'clock, and Brock Purdy on the show coming up in 25 minutes. We're taking your calls. 888-957-9570. And what we largely want to know is, because we find this to be pretty revealing, there's a lot of confusion around the way the Warriors handled Jonathan Kuminga. I think if we just calm down for a minute with the whole, like, Steve messed it up or Jonathan messed it up, and just go, I think there are a lot of just fans who don't want to yell on sports radio, who are like, why is it this way? He's a good player, so why is it this way? I think this, for me, answers that question. But does it for you? So 888-957-9570, do you accept this answer, which comes from the TK Show with Tim Kawakami, Steve Kerr, talking about JK?
I've always felt like the type of player JK needs to be is, you know, I've mentioned this in the past, like Sean Marion is a guy who jumps out. And I talked about this JK's rookie year, you know, with his athleticism, running the floor, putting pressure on the rim, offensive rebounds, getting into the dunker, you know, the drop-off pass from drivers, going up and dunking and guarding everybody at the other end. To me, that's what he's really built for. And we've really pushed him in that direction. And I think sometimes with young players, you know, there's a process. I mean, I think Aaron Gordon is a good example. Mm-hmm. You know, he spent years in Orlando where he was, you know, he really wanted to be the scorer and the lead guy and had some success like JK has, but maybe didn't really find his role and find himself till later. And I think that's kind of the hope. I mean, you know, all these guys who come into the league are so young these days. JK came in at 18, 19. So there's a lot of growth ahead for him. I think right now, you know, he is a ball dominant player. I mean, you know, 92nd percentile in usage rate this year in the NBA. That's really high. So on a team with Steph and Jimmy, like, honestly, I mean, Steph's going to have the ball. Jimmy's going to have the ball, you know? And so the fit is tricky. There's no question. And what JK and I've talked about a lot, and what we've tried to really hammer home with him is, you know, sprint the floor and rebound and be complementary to those guys. And that's how you can find your role and find more minutes. And hopefully that will, you know, that will click and we'll find that place where he can, start to do those things and rebound and get loose balls and be a high energy, you know, possession guy. Like I said, like Sean Marion, like Aaron Gordon. I think those guys are great comps, but young guys take some time to find their place, to figure out the best versions of themselves. And I think that process is still happening.
Listening to Steiny and Goo earlier today, and I thought it was really interesting to get into the conversation of when you bring those names up, Sean Marion and Aaron Gordon. If you're a huge fan of Jonathan Kuminga, or you're super optimistic about where his career is going, do those names feel good to you? Or do they feel bad? It was almost as if there was a moment where Steiny is like, when he says those names, he's asking Guru, like, does that almost feel like offensive to you? These are really accomplished NBA players, champions, and great numbers. They're just not NBA ones. And I think that's where it lies. That's where the rub lies. Do you think Jonathan Kuminga, because I think Kuminga is like, I want to be a one. And Steve is two parts. I don't think he's saying, no, you can't be a one. He's like, you can't be one here. Not right now.
Not on a team that's really good.
We got Steph Curry.
Right.
That's our one. Job's not open here. And so Jonathan's like, fine, then I want the job somewhere else. So let me audition for it. And he's like, no, you can't audition for it on our time. Like, I think that's a little bit of what's going on.
I think a lot of what's going on is not only maturity level and also situation, because I was looking at some of the numbers between Gordon first 4 years and Kuminga first 4 years, and they're very, very similar. Mm-hmm. Almost the same number of games. Gordon played about 1,200 more minutes in totality because Orlando wasn't a championship team, so that was part of it. But one thing that Gordon did better is rebound, 5.8 a game. Kuminga's at 4 rebounds per game, and that's just the first 4 years. Gordon came in, I think, at 19. Kuminga came in at 18. Gordon didn't play really at all his first year either, so the comp there is one that I think is apropos. The Sean Marion one, I'm just looking at it, and he hit the ground really running, and he played a lot more minutes. He played 42 minutes a night in his fourth year. They were good, but he was more of a polished, ready-made player than Aaron Gordon or J.K. So, honestly, if you could look at Sean Marion and say, yeah, could Kuminga be that? Oof. He'd be happy being that.
And he'd get paid.
Right, because Marion got paid.
And now run it 20 years later, 15 years later, whatever, and what those numbers are. Do you know what NBA teams pay for Sean Marion types now? That's $35, $40 million a year.
For sure. For sure.
Easy, you know? But do you want to spit on that because you're hoping to get 60 and be somebody's central figure? I mean, I understand the desire, but, you know, that's kind of where we arrive in terms of the team he ended up on. That job is full, successfully full, you know, with Steph Curry. All right, let's hear from some people. Brock Purdy in 20 minutes. 888-957-9578. Zero is the number. Let's go to Jonathan in the city. Hey, Jonathan, what's up?
Hey, man, you got a question. And I fully accept. I kind of get it why it's happening. Because like you guys alluded to, they've been asking, Jonathan Kuminga the same stuff about 40 years now. And I think he's just a type of dude that listens to Lynyrd Skynyrd. You know, this bird, you cannot change. What's the sad about this situation is they weren't able to find a happy medium because let's say an NBA team is like a kitchen, and if you look at the Elite Eight in the playoffs, a lot of these teams they got a lot of appliances, you know, in that kitchen they got a toaster, the microwave, the air fryer, and all that. Well, the Warriors have about three appliances that you could process food and cook with. That's Jimmy, Steph, and Dre. And the rest are, you know, connectors and all that stuff, you know, connects the game. Yeah, and when I hear Steve say that, they are kind of like adapters and cord extensions. You can't cook with those type of things, you know. You need the toasters and the microwaves and stuff, right? So what I find very, it just makes me pull my hair out is, you got all these people that connect the game. But they're offensively challenged. You know, they can't make a bunny layup. They can't make a free throw. Meanwhile, this guy sits in. I get it. He doesn't rebound. He's not a connector. But he's athletic as hell. And I was just hoping that somehow they were able to find, a happy medium of how to use him. Because, man, we got a lot of catching up to do. All these teams are putting out a very, very good to great lineups, you know. And you look at I'm still watching a lot of NBA games, man. All these teams, they put the five out there. All those five players are not offensively challenged. I mean, it just drives me nuts. A guy would go for a bunny layup, hits the side of the rim. Or it's too short, hits the front of the rim. They would go on the free throw line over and over again, 1-for-3, you know, 2-for-5. So that's where I stand with this thing. But, I trust them, man. They got four rings. They're going to do what's right. And go Warriors.
Okay, Jonathan. I find that to be so interesting. And Jonathan's got the right idea, in my opinion.
Yeah, with his appliance analogy.
Well, that and what he's saying is that, well, when he goes, it's too bad that they couldn't find a middle ground. And when he says that, I'm like, gosh, isn't it fascinating? I think that's what Steve's saying. We're trying to find the middle ground. Jonathan's like, I want to be a one. The Warriors are not sitting here going, well, the seventh pick in the draft, I know what we'll do 4 years from now. We'll bench him and not use him at all. What's the middle ground? Sean Marion. Like, that's what they're asking him to do. They're asking him to be the middle ground. And I can only infer from the way he's talking about it that he won't do it. He won't do it. He doesn't want to be the middle ground. He doesn't want to be a complimentary piece.
Yeah, I don't know if it's want or just can't, really, because you have to be hardwired to be a certain type of player.
And it's fair.
I was thinking in the crossover about the comments that Draymond, and I think Steph even made him about Andrew Wiggins. Remember in that playoff run where Andrew Wiggins started rebounding?
Yeah.
And they went out of their way. They were falling over each other to say, man, Andrew, you know, if he does that, he has the ability to do that. And when he does that, we can be X, Y, and Z. And man, Andrew, how about that rebounding? Andrew, did you guys all see that? They were falling over themselves to praise him for doing something that he didn't normally do. And so this feels a little like that to me. Like, and I wrote them all down. Offensive rebound, dunker spot, guarding, sprint, be complimentary. These are five things they want him to do. And those are five things that he doesn't do consistently very well. And so, yeah, you look at Sean Marion, and I was looking at his first 4 years, and he was much more ready-made out of UNLV. He had an actual college career. He entered at 21. That team was also very good, and so he played a role, but he also was able to go out there and score. But when he wasn't scoring, he had 10.7 rebounds a game his second year.
Yeah.
At 6'8".
And how often was he on defensive first team in his career?
Well, this is just the DPOY awards.
Yeah.
And he was in the top 15, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times.
Boom.
In his career.
Boom.
And I'm assuming that, like, I don't know if they did, like, top three teams back then, but he was 11th, 13th, 5th, 7th, 4th, 13th, and 8th in DPOY.
A true great defensive player.
Right.
Like, a true great defensive consistent player.
I don't know if Jonathan Kuminga could develop into that, because a lot of this I do think is you're born with it. Like Draymond Green born to be a defensive player.
I get that.
And you get better.
There's some know-how, but we also, defense and rebounding, what do we always say? What's at the front of defense and rebounding?
It's effort.
Effort. That's it. That's it. So, you know, with Jonathan's athleticism, I think there's a lot of things that he could do. And it sounds to me like, again, I don't want to call him defiant, but it sounds to me like he's hesitant to really make those his focus. And I get it. Like, he's probably thinking to himself, well, that's not where the money is. That's not where the money is. That's not where, right? Like, I see myself as this over here. And I get that. But if you're going to do that, I think you start to understand why we've arrived at what feels like an impasse. Because the job that you want is not available here. Let's go to Joe in San Jose. Hi, Joe. Thanks for calling.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys for taking my call. Really appreciate it. Very interesting conversation. Man, this is probably the only conversation I really like talking about. Anyway, I just want to say that Steve Kerr is hardwired, man. Well, let me just say this first. Steph Curry has weakness, too. He turns the ball over. He does a lot. But Steph Curry has more positive than negative. And if you look at Jonathan Kuminga, I think he has more positive than negative. And Steve Kerr is able to build around Steph Curry weakness. And I don't know why Steve Kerr can't build around Jonathan Kuminga weakness. And another thing I want to bring into the big picture is the West is going to be tougher next year. San Antonio coming up, I think they're going to be a tough team. Dallas going to be tough. They get the number one pick. You need athleticism to stay above. It's going to be tough next year. Do you guys agree with that? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Joe, thanks. There's a couple. Is the West going to be tougher next year? Maybe. It's hard to project right now. Kevin Durant's going to change teams. Giannis might change teams. I don't know. You know, Cooper Flagg, great. Is that going to be immediate dividends? Is Kyrie healthy? Probably not.
Right.
There's a lot of complexities there.
But just looking across,
it's going to be great, though.
Like, Houston should be the same team and better. Yeah. OKC should be the same team and better. Minnesota, for the most part, the same. The Clippers, you would imagine, are going to have the same group, and they're probably not yet too old. The Lakers are a big wild card for me because LeBron's going to be 78.
Totally. Memphis is a little bit of a wild card. Yeah, I can never really figure them out, changing coaches.
Right.
But Denver will still be great.
And Portland looked to be improved this year, and they're young and on the rise. So, you know, Sacramento's adorable.
They're so
still
cute.
Adorable. Anyway,
yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, I don't think the West is going to be worse.
No, it's going to be really good. But sort of rewinding to his first point, okay, so Kerr is able to work. Every player has weaknesses. Okay, so Kerr is able to work around Steph's weaknesses. Why can't he with JK? Well, my answer to that would be twofold. A, I'm not comfortable putting the two of them in the same space. Steph Curry is a generational top 10 all-time player with championship rings, and therefore you're going to put more time into working around those weaknesses, and those weaknesses and strengths are proven. Those are proven to work. Working around someone else's weaknesses, like I don't think you can do that with more than one player. That's sort of the point. This organization orbits around Steph Curry. You can't orbit around two planets at the same time. Like, now you're leaning into this whole idea of two timelines again, which I think all of us have given up on. You can't do it at the same time. This organization orbits around Steph Curry. And they are unwilling to change that, and they are right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
To be unwilling to change that until he's not here anymore.
So if you're going to be one of the planets orbiting around Steph Curry, who is the sun, you've got to possess a certain skill set. And for the planets around Steph Curry, number one attribute you need is shooting. And this year they didn't have enough. Number two attribute would be defense and, you know, headiness and basketball IQ and rebounding. And these are things that Jonathan Kuminga is yet to show consistently that he's really good at. And that's why Moses Moody found himself relegated to the end of the bench, because he kind of lost his way with confidence and shooting. And so, you know, Kuminga orbiting around Steph Curry, unless he rebounds and hustles and is in the dunker and does all the things they need, he's not going to get the minutes.
888-957-9570. Brock Purdy in 10 minutes. Don't move. Brock Purdy in 10 minutes. Steve Kerr in 2 hours. Let's go to Drew in Sunnyvale. Hi, Drew. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, guys. Yeah, obviously want to be a part of this conversation like everybody else on hold. I think the Aaron Gordon comp is, I think it's a really good comp, because I actually saw Aaron Gordon play at Archbishop Mitty. Him and I were in the same high school class.
Woo!
And he could get to anywhere on the court against anybody, right? He was the top high school player by far. Went to University of Arizona for 1 year. And, like, then he came to the NBA and he found out that I'm not unstoppable anymore, right? And so he changed his game a lot, but it took him a while, right? And I think JK is in the same boat, right? A freak athlete, probably got to whatever spot he wanted, you know, in high school and whatnot. And then G League ignite for 1 year, not even college. And so, like, the thing is that to be an Aaron Gordon, you actually have to sort of think the game, right? Yeah. A lot of people talk about JK on offense, like being in the dunker spot. Well, being in the dunker spot is actually, like, it's very difficult if you don't understand basketball, if you don't understand spacing, if you don't understand, like, thinking one play ahead of what the defense is thinking, right? And I don't see where JK has put in the work in those areas to be viable for the Warriors and where they are right now. And that doesn't mean that he can never be that. That doesn't mean that if the Warriors got him on a good contract, they shouldn't sign him. I think anything like in the $20 million range for JK is actually still pretty good given his youth and his like growth potential. But I mean, there's a reason why JK isn't JK right now, because his mind hasn't developed. I don't think it's a want thing from him. I think it's like he just can't do it. His basketball brain hasn't developed to that maturity.
Drew, it's an interesting call. Thanks very much. Like, this is kind of the way I process what he's saying. This is not a criticism, and it's not a new topic in the NBA. There are all kinds of guys who can put up 20, 25, in some cases 30 a night. And then they'll do that. And an NBA team will be like, all right, you're our guy. We're going to build around you. And then that team wins 24 games.
Right.
And so this process of, are you an NBA one, is a really difficult thing, because there's guys who can put up all of the numbers, but if the team goes that route, it doesn't always work. And it's not always their fault. They might not have the right system or the right people around them. Want to know who's popping into my mind right now is Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook averaged a triple-double. Did they win? They won-ish.
They were the sixth seed,
yeah,
I believe.
They didn't win a ring. I would argue Kevin Durant didn't feel good enough about it to where he left him, and they came damn close. But now here's Russell Westbrook finding a completely different role where he doesn't even start for an NBA team. And I know that's late in his career. But like all kinds of names, from Steve Francis to what you're seeing with LaMelo Ball right now, who's averaging 30 a night.
Yeah, 25.2 this year.
And who cares?
Right.
You don't win any games. So that's what's going on here, I think. Yes, you're all right. He can put up 25 a night. To what end, though? And so that's what Aaron Gordon went through. I'm the number one pick in the draft. I'm a one. Oh, actually, I'm not a one, but I can go be an amazing two or three, and we can win the whole damn thing. That's the process that at age 22 hasn't unfolded yet.
No,
but I think still needs to.
And I think that if it is going to unfold, it probably won't unfold here, because you've got two more years of Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, unless something dramatic happens. And so that would be two more years of him having to play a role that he's probably not necessarily suited to play. I was just doing a little bit of a medium dive, not a full deep dive, but Aaron Gordon's first 4 years in Orlando, they won 25, 35, 29, and 25 games.
Oof.
They played in zero playoff games.
Right.
Kuminga's first four, championship, 44, 46, 48. The team played 47 playoff games. 47 playoff games in 4 years. Now, Kuminga didn't play all of them, but you're getting the sense of what I'm talking about here, where Aaron Gordon in Orlando, we're no good. Go out there and live and learn. You know, develop into the player that you're going to be. He was there for 6 years, and eventually he had to go elsewhere because it wasn't working. Kuminga didn't have that luxury. Kuminga was on literally a championship team.
Correct.
In year one, and a team that after that is still chasing it.
I fully accept this answer. I get it. I get that it will bring about some frustration for many. I'm not saying everything's going to go away, but this is one of the things we're talking about today. And we'll reboot it for you in a little bit if you haven't heard it. But Steve Kerr on the TK show with some really interesting stuff on Jonathan Kuminga. And Steve Kerr is going to be on this show live in 2 hours. And we'll talk a little bit more about this. If you're on hold, stay right there, because we will circle back, if you're patient, 888-957-9570. The other thing, though, is, oh, by the way, the quarterback of the 49ers, Brock Purdy, is on the show and is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Brock Purdy joins us next. We're sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. This is Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.